Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this getaway Friday, July the 24th, 2020, 7/24/2020. Here we are back for another hour this morning. Now, you know something, and by the way, keep the phone calls coming in. I love hearing from you, the listening audience. That was great in hour number one. 740-383-9944. Now, one of the questions brought up in hour number one that I did not get to was this whole idea of people posting things on Facebook that are not true, and they try to do it in a way that makes it look true. Now, here's the thing, and I'm so tired of this, and I just wish, if nothing else, we could stop this. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we need to stop it. We're going to take the call, and we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's me again.
Yes.
I want to apologize to you.
Oh.
I mistook your cousin's name.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I'm sorry. I mistook it. My hearing wasn't all that bad anyway. And so I apologize to you and her for mistaking her name.
Oh, no, no. Don't even think anything twice. I'm just having a little fun with it here this morning. But nobody, it's nothing. It's nobody's going to worry about it. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, I wanted to apologize.
Oh,
and
no.
On this Facebook deal, I don't know why. And people tell me this, tell me that, and then it's not true. So, why do people do it? So.
Yeah, well. I'm going to get into that a little bit. Well, hey, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. No. See, I'm just having a little fun with this Gale thing. Because, you know, I do that all the time. I can't remember people's names for the life of me. So, don't. Trust me, there's going to be no family feud. Because, to be honest, I couldn't tell you the last time I even saw this person. So, highly unlikely. Unless I get some kind of illness and I have to go see her. But, no, it's fine. I'm just making a little fun of it, because we got to have fun in our life. Don't we have to have fun? That's what we're here for. We're here to have fun. But no, don't apologize for that at all. That's nothing. She hasn't sent me a birthday card or a Christmas card since I don't know when. So, you know, we don't have to worry about offending that person. So those are my standards, by the way. If you've sent me a birthday card or a Christmas card, then we can talk. And you got to listen to the radio show, by the way. That's a whole other thing. Go ahead, caller.
I want to know what happened on July 23rd, other than it's my brother Mike's birthday and my dad's.
Oh, this is a good story. I'm glad you brought that up. This is a good story.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell it right now.
Should I hang up and just listen on the radio?
Well, no. Hang here on the line if you want.
Okay.
And then you can comment on this, because I think this is fascinating. Because
okay.
I don't, like I say, I don't believe in ghosts, and I'm not into the paranormal or the, you know, the signs or anything like that. But now this is very strange, because my mother and father were always married, and their parents were always married when I was a child. And all four of my grandparents, my maternal grandparents and my paternal grandparents, were all married and together when I was growing up, when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, my mother and father were married. You know, they never got a divorce. So my mother and father only had two kids. They didn't have any kids from any other marriages. It was just two kids.
Uh-huh.
It was me and my brother. And this is the oddest thing, and I still don't know what this is chalked up to, but my brother's birthday is July 23rd.
Okay.
Now, my mother's parents' anniversary is July 23rd. Now, my birthday is February 24th. My father's
parents' anniversary is February 25th. Now, isn't that odd?
Okay.
No, is this only of interest to me?
I think maybe, yeah.
No, really? I mean, is that just, how does that happen? Doesn't that seem awful coincidental?
Well, it's like my brother was born on my dad's birthday.
Right, but what are the odds that you'd have two kids, and one would be born on the exact day of one of your parents' anniversary, and the other one would be born the day before your other parents' anniversary?
I don't know.
I think those odds are astronomical.
Okay.
No, is that like a normal thing?
I can't tell you. I think this is just kind of odd to you.
Well, maybe this is why Gail and I don't talk.
That could be.
This is why Gail and I don't get together. So you don't see of 365 days that are in a year, that would happen is not coincidental.
No.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I just felt it was coincidental. And you know, it's weird because there are a lot of 23s in my family. I'm 24, so I'm always a day late, a dollar off or something. But July 23rd, now that was my brother's birthday. My mom's parents' anniversary.
Anniversary.
Also, one of my uncle's wives' birthdays.
Okay.
Now, January 23rd was my mom's mother's birthday. It was her cousin's birthday. It was my mom's brother's daughter's birthday, all on January 23rd.
Okay. Now, yeah, that's weird, but the 23rd and the 24th, that just,
Well, I don't know that maybe not the 23rd and the 24th. I just think it's odd that my mother and father only had two kids, and one was born on the exact day of her parents' anniversary, July 23rd,
uh-huh.
and I was born just one day off of my father's parents' anniversary.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think there's a correlation there. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
You know, it's like somebody sliding an iced tea across the table at a restaurant.
Okay, I'm confused with that one too.
Well, somebody a few weeks ago called in and we were talking about paranormal activity, and they said they were in a restaurant, and somebody slid an
iced tea just slid across the table.
Iced tea just slid across the table. I don't know. I wonder why, because we have so many dates and so many configurations that could come up. Why does that happen? Oh, and my I have another cousin whose birthday is April 23rd. What is it about the threes?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
I don't know. No 16s.
Where's Art Bell when you need him?
Oh, dead. He's dead.
No, I know that.
Now maybe we can go dig him up. He'd probably like that.
He could answer it.
Well, who's on there now? I know that Alien show is still on.
George Norrie.
George Norrie. Yeah. Does he know as much as Art Bell? Is he out in the middle of the desert like Art Bell is?
Well, I don't think he's in the middle of the desert. He really does have a better show than Art. George talks about a whole bunch of different stuff.
Oh, George is better than Art?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, see, I never listened to Art. What did Art talk about?
It was all outer space and just UFOs and conspiracies and, yeah.
What does George do? I don't listen to him either.
George talks about everything. Any topic.
Oh, so George isn't...
I think he does have a pretty good show.
So George overnight on that coast to coast thing, he's talking about everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
see,
It doesn't matter the subject. It's like alphabet soup. It's, you know, from A to Z.
So is he kind of like, oh, geez, it just went out of my head. Who's the guy, and he may still be on? Jim Bohannon.
Oh,
is he like Jim Bohannon?
I don't know if he's on or not. I used to listen to him.
Yeah. He did kind
good.
Of a entertainment show.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. But I haven't heard Jim in a long time.
But see, here's the question. Is Art Bell really dead? Or did the government come and drag him out of his home in the desert?
He and Elvis might be together.
You know, what was that? Didn't he broadcast from his home in the desert?
In the desert, yeah.
Yeah, why was he in the desert?
Because everybody was after him.
Well, couldn't they find him in the phone book or something?
I don't know.
You know, maybe I should start doing that. I should just get the equipment and go home and broadcast. And I'll say broadcasting from an undisclosed location.
There
every morning. But how would I get guests in? You know, I like having guests in the studio.
Well, you'd have to give up your address.
Oh, I'd have to invite them over, and I really don't like to entertain like that. That'd be too much.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, we're having a good time. But no, does anybody find that odd? See, I've always thought that was odd. Apparently, it's not odd. Now, follow this again. Now, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, my brother was born on July 23rd. My mother's parents' anniversary was July 23rd. Same day. Now, my father's parents' anniversary was February 25th. And my birthday is February 24th. Now, is that a coincidence, or am I just nuts? Because the last caller found that to be totally irrelevant. And I've always thought that was a unique fact. Does anybody else think that's unique? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or am I just fishing out in the field? Go ahead, caller.
Hello again, interviewer at the Stars.
Good morning.
Such a nice, non-controversial discussion, I thought I would chime in.
Oh, we're having fun this morning.
I know. My grandma, I mean, she loved those talk shows, and she lived in Manhattan. Jim Bohannon, I remember. That guy has a great voice.
I mean, he kind of talks like this. Jim Bohannon.
The voice was classic. He and Johnny Olsen, Don Pardo, those are the voices that are just distinctive. No one would ever replace them. And they're quite an impact when you hear them. And anybody in radio, I think, you hear a voice like that, that's what you want to sound like. You know, I like to try to impersonate the way Johnny Olsen said a new car. I think I can do that fairly well, but those kind of voices, I mean, just like with Ted, you just never hear a voice like that from anybody but the one person. And I know my voice is kind of distinctive, but it certainly isn't the booming kind that those three guys have. And it really does make an impact. And hearing that, you kind of think, well, I can make a living with my voice, or at least do it as a hobby. So those people are an influence, I think. Just like I've said, I think Dick Cavett's an influence of you. The voice isn't really too close. I mean, some of the delivery is, but your style, your cerebral in-depth style, kind of surprising what you're going to ask, very similar to Cavett. So whenever he's on, it's like you're talking to your grandpa.
You know what's funny, though, about that, to be honest with you, and I don't know if I've ever said this, but to be honest with you, I honestly can't say that I watched. Now, I've seen Dick Cavett, obviously. I know who he is. But it must be by osmosis if I'm doing it, because I never watched Dick Cavett, really, and I certainly would not say it's my favorite talk show. Now, as far as interviewing goes, I'll tell you, the two people I have probably watched do more interviews than anybody else. Well, three. There are three. The three that I've probably watched do more interviews than anybody else are Barbara Walters, Mike Wallace, and Larry King. So that I would be more Dick Cavett-ish is strange, because he's not one of the ones I've watched a whole lot of.
Yeah, I see more Geraldo than Larry King, and then she challenged people sometimes out of the blue. But you don't have the outspoken nature. You're more laid back. Cavett is very laid back. And, you know, he's talked to Carol O'Connor. I mean, some of these actors and actresses that I idolize. And O'Connor was fascinating. But yeah, you see him on the retro TV channels, and like, well, goodness sake, there's an older, smaller version of Scott Spears, and you talk to Dick Cavett, it's surreal. It's like, yeah, there's your grandpa.
Oh, Donahue. So I watched a lot of Donahue.
Yeah, you don't have the political slant he does. I mean, you hear Donahue, okay, but there's a liberal, very liberal, and I don't see that at all. You're so neutral with your political beliefs.
Well, that's true. I don't have the political slant that Donahue has, but I think the way I conduct a show, I always feel it's very important to use callers. Not everybody does. And I think that's Larry King and Donahue. I think that's where that comes from. And I also think that talking about issues, I think that comes from Donahue. Because I don't always have to have a guest every morning. Cavett had to have a guest every day. And I like issues. So
you're taking callers. I mean, Cavett, I don't think he took callers. Of course, Donahue did. But
right, that's what I'm saying. I think that's where the whole caller thing, I think, came from Donahue and came from Larry King.
Yeah, I mean, there's influences for many people. I mean, even a little bit of Geraldo. But Cavett, it's like, I was awfully young when he was on and popular, so I didn't watch much of him, but I've heard of him. I always liked his voice. He's a regular-looking guy, too. You know, he looks like your next-door neighbor. Whereas Donahue just has the well-known hair, and Geraldo with his mustache, and his name is kind of cool. So the ordinary appearance of Cavett, he's not a very big guy. So he has such a next-door neighbor way about him. Yet he's such a good interviewer, and I think that was part of the mystique. And being on TV, you know, if you're on the radio. Or you're on TV but not seen. You know, Donnie Olson, you'd see him on The Price is Right or Let's Make a Deal. Big voice, but he's a little guy. But sometimes that happens. I mean, Rod Roddy was a big guy. Kind of looked like he sounded, but not Donnie Olson. So you can't always tell.
Right.
I think even Ted kind of looks like he sounds, I think, in some ways.
But, well, it's just, I guess,
part of the image. But when he talked, he was so serious, and he was one of the, thought of as the first really cerebral talk show host, and people listened because you never quite knew, and you would find out things about people that you didn't know, and you would be a better person for knowing that.
Well, that's true. I think you just got to find your own style somewhere. I think you pick up a lot of things from a lot of people, and I think they kind of mesh together. Like, not giving my political opinion now, or my opinion on anything, really. That's
very un-Donahue-like of you. I mean, he makes no secret about his beliefs, and he had on guests. You know, the first gay kiss, for example, you wouldn't see much of that in the 70s, but there's Bill Donahue doing it, breaking the barrier.
So to me, that more comes from Mike Wallace and Barbara Walters, because they interviewed newsmakers, but you didn't know what their political... you know, Barbara Walters interviewed every president since Richard Nixon, and so did
Dan Rather. I didn't, you know, his political beliefs are very public. I mean, he's probably to the left of Donahue, but watching him on 60 Minutes, watching him host the CBS News, didn't really see too much of that. But I guess he got older, and I think he was probably told by 60 Minutes, well, kind of keep your own political beliefs out of it, or just make them on the fringe. But now he'll do what he feels like.
And you know what the truth of that is? Here's what I really believe. Because people believe that the media, for some reason, has a liberal slant. They've always felt this. To be honest with you, here's my feeling on that whole media liberal slant thing, is that anybody I've ever talked to, high up in the media, low in the media, nobody ever went to them and said, push a political agenda. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't happened at MSNBC or Fox, because they tend to run that way. But if you were in the media, if you were a Donahue, if you were a Dan Rather, if you were Jennings, if you were Brokaw, if you were Mike Wall, nobody ever went to those people and said, push or don't push a political agenda. You knew you did it personally. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I have a political agenda. I have opinions on things. I vote. I voted in every election since I was able to vote, but I can check that at the door. Some people can't. Some people can't do that. I think Barbara Walters could. I think Mike Wallace could. I think Dan Rather did for a long time, because they knew that's what made a good news person, and that's what I feel. I feel that being a good news person is more important. I don't think the guest needs to know what my opinion is. The guest is the point. I'm not the point. I'll be back tomorrow. The guest is the point.
Okay, well, Well, you were talking about birthdays, too. I mean, I may have told you this. There's some interesting birthday numbers in my family, too, in case you want to hear about them.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, my Aunt Sue, who's deceased, my dad's sister, was also born on June 1st. I believe she'd be about 86. I think she was born in 34. So, yeah, she was born the same day I was, but, of course, much earlier in time. And her daughter, my cousin Eileen, she was born on leap day in 56. So she's either 16 or 64, based upon how you calculate the math.
Now, how do you see my little thing? I mean, do you think that's interesting?
I've seen people, and, you know, I guess if you're a little superstitious or you think that it's good karma, well, people that are born the same day, they have the same birthday, or born approximately the same time. Like, my parents were about 2.5 weeks apart, my mom being slightly older. So I think there's just like with the Zodiac, the Chinese Zodiac, there's some meaning to it. I just wouldn't take it too seriously. So if someone asked, well, do you believe in the Zodiac? I would say yes, but not what rules my life. A lot of people, their whole, that I, you know, they say I'm a Gemini, I wouldn't marry a Scorpio or whatever. I'm not going to say that. But I think it has some meaning. And the Chinese Zodiac also, the Mama Dragon, which, if you look at the description, it really kind of fits me. You're passionate, you're eccentric, and all the things that are sound like Adam. So the Chinese Zodiac to me is very, very relevant, at least in my case. So I would say, feel that it has some validity, but don't let it rule your life, and there certainly are exceptions.
Oh, I just think it's a coincidence. I just think it's a tremendous coincidence.
But those two birthdays on my dad's side of the family, I think, are very interesting. I don't know. Do you know anybody who was born on leap day? That's not something you kind of see every day.
Not that I'm aware of.
And I remember, I didn't know when my cousin Eileen was born, so I remember it was 76, where my dad, I mean, like myself, kind of a joker, so he went ahead and got her a fifth birthday card. I said, Eileen's not five, but she was born on February 29th, so she's 5 times 4, but she's really 20. So once I saw that, it's like, well, that's cool. Not only is her mom also born on June 1st, but Eileen was born on leap day, and you don't really see that all the time. Then it's a question where if you're born on leap day, when it's not a leap year, do you celebrate on February 28th or March 1st? I think my mom would say, well, she would just celebrate on March 1st, but as I recall on Facebook, it says her birthday is on February 28th. So, this artificial intelligence isn't always that intelligent. To me, March 1st is more logical, because that's what it would be the day after February 28th. But February 28th is what Facebook would say that her birthday is. So that's a case also where you can't really replace the human brain with what a computer thinks. I don't think Zuckerberg and his friends programmed in how you denote a leap day person's birthday.
No, maybe
if his mom was born on a leap day or something, he would have thought more about it. So I was kind of fascinated by that also.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So, you just you take a look at some of that stuff. And as a math person, Scott, the whole idea of numbers is relevant in your life. And even me, you know, born in the first of the month, people that are born like on a cusp, a zodiac cusp, I was born in the middle of Gemini, so it's not an issue. But you said you were born the 24th, that's kind of near a cusp. So even that could affect your personality.
Aquarius, Pisces.
Yeah, I would say that would be, well, I guess they kind of go together, because Pisces is a fish and Aquarius is water, right? So
I think that's right, yeah.
That kind of goes, because I guess you don't talk much about swimming, but I guess you would probably be destined to be a good swimmer, being a Pisces and an Aquarius. So who knows?
You never know. Well, hey, Adam, it's good to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, again, a nice non-controversial topic. And, yeah, I want to, again, wish a belated birthday to James, a very good friend of the station. I've learned a lot from him. There's a man who knows about the beautiful wildlife in this area.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Adam.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just always thought that was a very unique coincidence with the parents' anniversaries and my birthday and my brother's birthday. Now, if you have any thoughts on this, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying in, 740-383-9944. I just find it fascinating. That's all I'm saying. Now, remember, I'll be on through 1 o'clock today, but that was my big 23rd story, July 23rd story. I think there's some fascinating correlation there. I don't know what it is, but I think it's a fascinating correlation. 740-383-9944. But maybe I'm nuts. That could be too. Wouldn't surprise me. All right. Hit us up on the phone line, 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Now, okay. Where else were we going to go this morning? I'm going to talk about that later on. But, the news thing. Okay, here, this whole submitting phony baloney news through Facebook and other areas. You know, people in the news make mistakes, okay? That's different. If you put something up or you report something that later you find out is not true, you made a mistake. You did that unintentionally, and you go back and you tell people you did it and you were wrong and this is what is right. What people are doing now, though, and I don't know where this personality comes from, but I think it's an inferiority complex. They're trying, and they do it all in the name of comedy, which is very strange, but what they're trying to do is intentionally mislead you. Because to them, that's funny. You know, here's why I think it's an inferiority complex. Because I think they say, oh, look at all those stupid people who are believing that. And it makes them feel good about themselves because obviously they feel like the gum of the world on the bottom of somebody's shoe. You know, because somebody believes something that you put out does not make them stupid people. It makes you a stupid person for doing it. Because you intentionally tried to mislead people. How do people know what's misleading or not? If you don't put any, you know, if you were really trying to be funny, you would tell people in the beginning, this is a satire. You ever notice how these people wait till the end? Sometimes they'll wait till the end and say, oh, this is a joke. Now, why do you wait till the end? Is that for shock factor? Is your joke not funny enough to hold up if you put it in the beginning? I really think that these people who are misleading people have some type of mental blockage. They've got some kind of problem. Because you, to do that, I just cannot figure out what the good or what the point is. To me, it just seems nothing but bad and misleading. And it's very, you know, it's okay to say I don't want to talk about something. That's everybody's prerogative. But it's not okay to try to intentionally mislead somebody. And there's so much of that going on. I don't think there are affairs going on in Bucyrus, not to my knowledge. Has anybody heard anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But to intentionally mislead, we are continuing to intentionally mislead people. And it's wrong. And you know what it's drifted over into? That really legitimate news sites, now people are confused. They don't know. They think now that intentionally real news sites are trying to mislead them. And they're not. And I just, for the life of me, cannot figure out what the point is behind intentionally misleading people. But, as I said yesterday, I don't understand where half the news stories we run now come from anyway. I have no idea. I talked about it yesterday as we were going off the air. I don't understand this couple in St. Louis with the guns and the protesters. I don't understand why people are so passionate about that particular story. I understand why people are passionate about gun rights. I get that. I'm not saying that you should or should not be passionate about that. That's fine. But what I don't understand is why that's a story. Why a couple in St. Louis, Missouri, who felt that protesters were on their property and they were in some kind of danger, so they brandished weapons, I can tell you this. I will tell you this about that story, and I'll come back to this in just a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just turned the radio on, just caught the end of your comment about the fair in Bucyrus.
Yes.
Yes, there is a fair. The Crawford County Fair is going on, full fair. We were there last night, and it's a full fair.
So it's the annual Crawford County Fair that's going on.
Yes.
Now, because of all these social distancing things, are people wearing masks? Are they having to do anything?
They're supposed to, but they're not.
Well, I wonder why that permit was granted when when the Popcorn Festival was not. Or the Bratwurst Festival.
Some counties are having full fairs. Some counties are having partial fairs. I don't know who makes the call, but the fair board, I guess.
Did you find that the crowd was as big over there last night?
It was fair-sized.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that people don't come down with things. It's hard to tell. I don't know. I mean, we obviously canceled our fair for this reason. I don't know. Do you have any reasoning as to why it's going on?
I don't know why, but I'd say if the people don't follow the rules, the governor will probably close more of them down later on in the year. So
we have a definite confirmation that the Crawford County Fair over in Bucyrus is going on.
It is going on.
And maybe that's what they were talking about. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. And that's why we do this. So now that post on Facebook was true to the point of what's going on over in Bucyrus. And that's how we get informed, is people call in and tell us things. I did not know that the Crawford County Fair was going on. But the point about the news is still very valid, because people do put phony news out there. And why they mislead, I have no idea. But again, I guess with the Crawford County Fair, it's your choice to go or not. And again, this whole mask mandate comes down to, are people going to enforce it? Because it's not a police enforceable thing. I don't know. I don't know about that particular issue at all, if you want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'd just like to fell off my chair there.
Oh, I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Would you go?
At this point, I probably not.
No, I dare not go if the caller was correct and they're not following the guidelines. Only bad things are going to come of that.
You know, I'm not really sure if they canceled the Bratwurst Festival, which would not have happened till August, why are they going on with the fair?
Beats the heck out of me. I guess it's economics, I guess, that's getting in the way of reasoning.
It might be. I don't know. It's a very strange thing. And apparently, according to the caller, people are not wearing the masks.
Well, I ain't against people having a good time or anything like that, but if you're going to go there, you better be careful.
Better be careful. Hey, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. That's a very interesting piece of information that the Crawford County Fair apparently is going on. I mean, I don't, you know, people can do what they want in the end. What are you going to do? People are going to do what they want to do, and we hope that it does not cause a big issue. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, people have to stop with the misleading news. The misleading news is very inappropriate. It's not funny. It doesn't do anything. It's just, you know, pointless. Okay, and as I was saying yesterday, we had the discussion about the couple in St. Louis with their guns. I cannot, for my mind, wrap my mind around why that's a story nationally. Now, locally, okay, I can understand why the local news in St. Louis or Missouri would cover that, but I don't understand why that's a national story. I just, you know, I think the problem with that story is that if it was indicative of a larger story, I could understand it, but I don't know if it is. I'm trying to look just at the facts of what happened, and I don't know if that story is indicative of a larger story. If it is, okay, then it could be national. Like the George Floyd story, that was indicative of a national problem that we feel that we have with race. Clearly. Now, no matter how you feel about that, it was somebody who was... Well, it's a tricky thing because you try to use the right language here and you say that the police officers did or did not do what they were supposed to do, and the trial will prove all that out. But the why that's a national story, even though it happened in Minneapolis, is that this has went on in other places. Now, I don't know that the St. Louis story with the couple with the guns, I don't know that that's indicative of a national problem. I don't know that people are trying to defend their house with guns going out on their property because of protesters. I don't really understand that. Now, I think some people will say that there is race involved in that story, and I'm not denying it. There might be. There very well might be, but I don't know what the proof of that is. Now, we can have an opinion that it was about that, but I don't know the proof yet. And maybe we will see the proof. And if we see the proof, then I can understand why it's a national story. But I think sometimes we report on these things that really have no... They're fluff. You know, we have these big stories going on. We have pandemic stories going on. We have stories about national unrest, protest, presidential elections. I just read somewhere where $1 billion has now been spent on this presidential campaign this year in advertising. A billion with a B. You know, and we're not there yet. We've still got a ways to go before November. Very strange. 740-383-9944, if you got an opinion. Hit me up on the toll-free line. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the Crawford County Fair going on? Do you think that's a good idea, bad idea? Hard to tell at this point. What do you make of what's going on around the world at this point? What do you make of news on Facebook and sites and quotes that are intentionally set up to mislead people? What do you make of the news stories that we are seeing? Are they really necessary? We talked a lot yesterday about the local newspaper. You know, is the local newspaper... We complain when they report national stories on the front page, but, you know, are they just following the trend? To me, see, here's the thing. If you take that St. Louis, Missouri story about the couple with the guns and you put that on the cover of the Marion Star, which I don't know if they did or not. I don't know if that made the cover or not. But that's a national story. Why would that be on a local paper? I really don't know. That becomes an interesting question, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jack.
Yes.
As I said earlier about that fair of Crawford County.
Yes.
I don't know why they're doing it when they wouldn't let them have the football festival. Somebody is either to say it's up to them or whatever, but how many people you think are going to be infected by going to the fair?
Well, it's a good question, and I don't know that anybody told them they couldn't have the Bratwurst Festival. I think the committee heard back from the community in such large numbers that they changed their mind.
Right. Yes, I agree. Now, a festival and a fair is basically the same as these different names, but still, if you're not going to be allowed to have a, or they don't want to have a festival to infect people, then why would the health department and whatever let them go ahead and have them there?
It's a good question. I really don't know.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, you're going to affect more people. You don't know who's got it, who don't have it. And so it's up to the county or whatever they want to do, or the city. But I wouldn't go to any of them because I don't plan on trying to get in Texas.
Yeah, it's an interesting...
As much as I like going to a fair or a festival when I can, but why put more people at risk? And they got us on this level 3, and it's just going to make things worse.
We shall see what happens. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning. And yesterday, Marion County did go to a level 3, which is red, I think, which would have put us in a mandatory face mask range, but we're already mandatory face masks throughout the state of Ohio at this point, so that kind of becomes a pointless topic at this particular juncture. Now remember, I will be on this morning until 1 o'clock, so we've got 3 more hours following this program this morning, but what do you make of all this? We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you up on the air. It's fascinating that the Crawford County Fair is going on. You know, and I know there are a lot of people for this. It's not everybody against it. It certainly is not everybody against it. A lot of people want to see these fairs go on. They want to see their kids having fun. They want to see their kids out doing things. It's a battle right now between one side who says, we've got to get back to normal, and the other side that says we don't want to be infected. It's a back and forth right now, and it's a very tricky back and forth that we're all living in. And I think that's what the governor is facing, and I think that's what everybody's facing. But the phone lines remain open. If you've been thinking about calling in all morning, go ahead, 740-383-9944. Almost forgot the number. 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning. It's fascinating in a lot of ways, and we hope that everything turns out okay. Again, that's going to be the silver lining in this. Is it all going to turn out okay? That's what we all hope for. That's what we all want. We want everything to be okay, and hopefully in the end, that's exactly what will happen. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it seems kind of funny. All these parents don't want their kids to go to school, but you can have a fair. But that's okay, ain't it?
Well,
does that make sense?
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and I'm not, you know, I don't know. The fair planners obviously felt that it was okay to go along with this thing, but I really don't understand why people aren't wearing their masks, at least over... I mean, I thought we're under a mandate.
Well, it just seems to me like 50 people over here do one thing and 50 over here do something else. Until they get an antidote, we're not going to get away with anything, you know, until they get a cure for it, because it's not going to happen. Because people ain't going to confirm. They're not. You know, just like these American people. If you don't like this country, why don't you get the hell out? There's a boat and a plane leaving every day. And if they think it's got it so bad over here, you know, go to some of these other countries and see how it is. You know, in some of them countries, I hear that they catch you stealing, they cut a finger off or a hand off. That stops some of that, don't it?
Well, you know, I've thought about this. Do you think that it is people who don't like America, or they don't like certain aspects of it? Just like what you said about other countries, you know, I'm sure nobody would like the aspect of having their finger cut off. Now, they might like the country, but they might not like that aspect.
Hey, I love this country. There's a lot of things I don't care for, but it's okay. If I didn't like it, I would move. You know, I got a choice. You got a choice now. When you get out of there, if you want to go outside and smoke a cigarette, you got a choice. You can do that. Some places you can't do some that stuff. And then they put it to you in them countries. They don't just beg you not to do it. They do it to you.
Well, wouldn't you say, though, and I've always thought of this, isn't the one great thing about America, different from any other country in the world, the great unique thing that we have over any other country is that you're what you just said, you're allowed to speak out in this country against this country and not be jailed, not be arrested, and be allowed to stay. That we don't operate like that. That's what is great about this country.
You know, it's just like the police force. There's a lot of good cops, and there's some bad ones. There's a lot of good radio announcers, and there's some that is not so good. Like anything, we're going to have good and bad, you know. Well, the majority, I love this country. Yeah, sometimes I get pissed about some little things that don't amount to nothing. But when it comes to your life, you know, that's something else. You know, I don't understand people today. They can open a bar up, and they go in there and just drink and stuff. And I drink beer, don't get me wrong. But they think that's okay. You think they're going to stay 6 foot apart? No way. No way in the world. So, you know, all it takes is a couple people to go infect a lot of different people. And there we go again, you know?
Well, and I think their argument in that, the bars, is we're going to go under if we don't open up.
Yes, I understand that. We need to open up. You have to. Just like jobs here. If you want the good things in life, get a job. You can have the good things in life. And if you don't like that job, go get you another one someplace. There's enough jobs in Marion here that for people that can't say they can't get a job. No, come on. I know better than that.
Certainly, I would not disagree. Well, hey, we're coming up on a break, but I thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you know what? We got 3 more hours to go, so call. We'll be back in about 15 minutes after news, weather, and obituaries. Stay tuned. Back in about 15 minutes.
To the question.
Oh, okay. But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't
you
agree
that
gossip?
Question?
Got 3 words. Gossip and...